Welcome to Around Montgomery County on your Tally Broadcasting Stations. I'm David Jenkins. Today, I am pleased to be joined by Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard with the Hillsborough Summer Concert Series. Now, the Summer Concert Series obviously is coming up, but first, before that, they'll be hosting a trivia night coming up, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that. So thank you for joining me today, and if you could, give me some details about the trivia night. What is the date of the trivia night?
May 12th, Music Buffs Unite.
Yes.
It is a nothing but music trivia night. So if you are coming wanting to answer some questions about art or history, you better hope it's album artwork or history of certain bands.
Music history, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely. And where is this being held at?
At the Hillsborough Moose Lodge. The doors open at 6 p.m. Trivia starts at 7. Tables are $100, but you can have up to 10 people on your team.
Still tables available, I assume.
Yeah, there are just a few left. So, you know, seating is limited. You know, these trivia nights are becoming very, very popular. They're popping up all over the place. And
it's a season thing now.
It is.
Trivia season is what it is.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like I've done like 4 or 5 like these past couple months.
Yeah, but they're fun and everybody loves them.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we decided to do a music themed one to help our concert series. And there's only a few tables left.
Okay. And you may have mentioned this already. What was the cost again for tables?
$100. And the cool thing is, like, we're only doing online registration right now.
Okay.
So if you do would like, you know, are interested in a table, you just go to HTTPS, or you can just almost probably search this.
Yeah, you can just type
but it. It's musicbuffsunite.eventbrite.com. So it's from Eventbrite that we have it on there, and you can just get it all set up that way. It gives us a notification whenever you've got the table.
And if anybody can't remember that, just go to our Facebook page, and it's all on there.
Okay. I was going to say, you probably have it on your Facebook page.
You know, look up Summer Concert Series on the Facebook page, and there'll be the link there that you can sign up right there online.
Yeah. And this one is being done by TKO Trivia. It's Jim Toko. Mm-hmm. He is the voice of the Hilltoppers. He took the place of the legendary Tobinot, and is now, you know, but he's done a great job as that, but he also does TKO Trivia. He also, he did our pop culture one for Stamp Out Cancer, and it went over really, really well. He puts a lot of thought into the questions.
And he plays really good music in between the questions and sessions, and he does a really good job.
Yeah, I mean, like, I've done a lot of different trivias, and I mean, I really like the guy that does Pause, too, but yeah, Toko. We call them tacos.
Taco.
Yeah,
taco,
it just is good there.
Now, was there a limit on number of people who can be at a table?
Yes, 10, which a lot of times you see trivias, you'll see 8, but this one, we can put those tables at the end. We got the old school tables at the Moose, and we got plenty of, you know.
We want to pack them in.
Yeah, we did.
There's no minimum, though, if someone likes to come and have their own table.
Hey, if you think you can just.
Yeah. It's up to 10. That doesn't mean you have to have 10. You know, some people think, well, I don't have enough people. You know, I know Waggle's got a traveling in the county trivia team, and I know they're all, we don't have enough people, but you don't have to have 10.
We are a respective third, fourth place normally traveling team.
But, you know, if you can only get 5 or 6 or whatever, it doesn't matter. You can have up to 10.
Unless you want to be like Win Ben Stein's money and you just, it's just you taking on all challengers.
To each his own.
Yeah. I bet there's some people out there that would do that.
Yeah, super looking forward to this.
And all the proceeds, obviously, are going towards the summer concert series.
Yes. You know, this is the 8th year of the series this year.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
You know, I was actually on the way here, like, how long have we been doing this?
Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday in St. Louis, and I was like, man, this is the 8th year. I mean, that's quite a running. It doesn't feel like 8 years, but anyway. So we're, you know, bringing back some regional talent, and it's, you know, the talent is getting bigger. And that requires more money.
Right.
So we are just trying to do everything we can, you know, for sponsorships. And, you know, of course, we take donations. And so we thought, we'll do a trivia night. And all the proceeds from this trivia night will help to cover the cost of those bands.
A lot of trivia nights will have a silent auction on hand as well. Is there one of those here?
No, we didn't do that because, honestly, we just kind of thought about this, I don't know, about a month or so ago. We're like,
is this the first trivia night for this cause?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and so we'll just do one. We kind of threw it together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with us doing Stamp Out Cancer, and, you know, Paws just had their trivia night, and they do a silent auction as well. That aside, you know, businesses get hit up enough
right,
for stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, with us doing Stamp Out Cancer, you know, we really don't like to do that more than once in one year.
Yeah. And I mean, we're there for the music and the questions.
Yeah.
Both. And the other thing is we already have sponsors, though too, so it's not
Who are they? List them off,
if you could. Let's go here.
Go ahead.
Please.
Okay. Well, we have Care Otter. They're coming back in Consolidated Communications. Griffin Winning, Cohen, and Bo Davis.
Yeah. Remember we had that long discussion that one day.
Yes.
I was thinking about that.
Bo Davis.
Yes.
Giffen, I think, is what it is. Giffen. You said Griffin.
Giffen.
Yeah. Giffen Winning, Cohen, and Bo Davis.
Cohen, Bo Davis. Sorry, Mr. Shear.
It's okay.
I will get it right one of these days. Pepsi Service Refreshment, Roger Jennings, TCCU, Springfield Clinic, Hayes Abrasives, C&B, and Hearst & Rocher.
And the Journal News.
And the Journal News, yes.
Yeah, we got to give a shout out to John and Susie because they help us. Every year, John grills up his, you know, he likes to be the grill master, and he, you know, his beer marinated brats are
huge. He is a wonderful grill master.
Yeah, he does. They do a really good job, and they're always willing to help, and they're there almost every concert. So,
are those going to be available at the trivia night? The beer brats?
Oh, I never thought about that.
I didn't.
It'd be normally tricky to have it to grill.
Hey, but we've done it before because you know it seems like you know at least once, sometimes three or four times, summer concert series it'll get rained out and we'll move it up to the Moose. And we've had a couple shows where we've had to grill there. So
there is that vacant lot next
door.
I never thought about that.
Well, I mean, it just depends on how many volunteers we can get too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing. Like,
I'll stick my husband on that. All you need is a grill and some meat.
Well, I mean, hey.
Anybody listening out there or watching that would like to, you know, help and volunteer the music trivia night, whether it be grilling or just helping set up.
That's the other thing we like about doing these trivias, like the pop culture music ones, and that's something that Leslie and I are really good at, is we can actually participate.
Yeah.
Like, because when we did it for Stamp Out Cancer, it's like, wow, this is something that, an actual event that we can put on that we can be a part of. Because normally we just sit back and watch, and, you know, and it's fine. I mean, I like watching other people have fun, but, you know, sometimes you're standing outside the window and you're like, can I come in and play? and so that's how this is. I mean, to me, it's like we get hopefully enough volunteers to where, you know, we'll be able to have a table and participate along with everybody else.
We're also going to have our T-shirts. Hopefully, they'll be done in time. So we'll have our T-shirts there, our can koozies, for sale. So because we really promote ourselves as the biggest and best concert series in the county, which we are.
Yeah.
And we just kind of want to help or have the community help us promote that with the shirts and our swag.
Sure, absolutely.
Swag.
Now, we talked a little bit jokingly about the grilling out and everything, and that may happen. But are there concessions regardless? Is there going to be food available there?
Well, drinks will be available. I mean, we'll have the bar open at the Moose. Okay.
People can bring their own snacks. Anybody who's familiar with trivia knows that a lot of times people bring their own food and snacks and stuff. But, you know, I never thought about having the food there that night, and that might be a good idea. You can still bring snacks, but
Yeah. Do you want to focus on the summer concert series?
Yeah, I think we should at least.
We'll be talking about this again later on,
right?
Closer to whenever the summer concert series is actually happening. But let's do a brief gloss over of the series in general. I assume you have all the acts.
Yeah, we have all the acts. We're still waiting on a couple contracts, which makes me a little bit nervous. I mean, we've announced, you know, two of the bands, two of the four.
Sure.
I never like to announce unless I have a contract in hand.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very, you know, confident that they're going to come through. You know, these are busy musicians.
Well, yeah,
and they
just
don't have time sometimes.
You can just name the bands that have the contracts if you want. Or
yeah,
if you
that's
just
what
want
we're
to
gonna
leave
do.
It all to a surprise.
Well, because the thing is, no, we're going to announce it, and then if they don't, I'm going to hold them to it.
Right.
I will go to their place of residence, and I will write a strongly worded letter and say I'm unhappy. That might work.
And they will be shaking in their boots.
They'll be shaking. Shaking.
Anyway, all right, I'll let Zach talk about the first one because this was his genius idea that's never happened before, and kudos to him for making it happen.
Yeah, I was really, really stoked about this first one just because we've had both of these acts before. And
First repeaters. We've never had anybody come back twice, have we?
Yes.
Oh,
we
Old Salt Union.
We had Old Salt Union come back and Funky
Butt
Brass Band. And how I thought about this is because when we had bands get rained out, it seems like we brought them back. You know, because we want to showcase our actual stage, too. And I kind of feel sorry for him. I can't get it. So we had one get rained out last year. It was Steve Ewing. He got rained out, Steve Ewing of The Urge. But I was sitting there thinking, when Steve came last year, his backup band was just, I mean, they're great musicians, but talking to them afterwards, that was their first time together. Like, they just, you know, they're not even a band. They're just random musicians that he's threw together. Like, hey, can you come to Hillsboro, you know, and be my backup? And they kind of just, on cue, just like, okay, we'll just kind of, you know, play as we
together,
go.
Yeah.
And it worked. But then I was sitting there thinking, what if his backup band was actually like an actual band? And that's when it got me thinking. The first time I ever saw the band Clockwork was watching them open for The Urge at the Pageant 3 years ago, and some of the most talented kids I've ever seen. So we brought, the very next year, we brought Clockwork here, and Clockwork put on a phenomenal show out of the campground. I mean, people were talking about that for a while. Because, I mean, one, they're just kids, but two, they're just really good. And at that time, they're having really big, you know, music on the radio. So anyway, get into it. It's going to be Hounds, which actually Clockwork just changed their name about a year ago to Hounds, and it's going to be Hounds featuring Steve Ewing. So they're going to be the backup band. So and they're actually pretty, so it's going to be basically like a half and half show. So it's going to be half
both
Hounds, half.
Both returning artists.
Yes.
Anyway, sounds
yeah.
good. Do we know specifically when they're playing?
Oh, sorry, June 3rd. Okay. June 3rd.
He's obviously real excited about that.
I'm really excited about that.
I mean, it's genius. It's really good.
Because, I mean, yeah, you had to talk to both sides, you know, and see if they're down for this, and then they were, so.
Good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. That's June 3rd, and that'll be at, I'm trying to remember.
Sherwood Forest Campgrounds,
that's right.
Yeah, yep, July 4th, I'm real excited about it. I'm not going to go into great detail because we are going to, we are going to, you know, talk about this more on another show.
Is that one of the contracts pending?
It is one of the contracts pending.
We may not have the first two contracts. No,
but July 4th is going to be Sean Cannon's Voodoo Experience, and it's going to be the Voodoo Eagles. So I'm just going to leave that there. All the, you know, for us who know what it is, we're so stoked about it. For those that are kind of inquiring minds, be sure to check back and keep watch for more information on that, because it's going to be one of the biggest hits of the summer. Yeah, go ahead now. Oh, August 5th is a band that I've seen a couple times in St. Louis and a couple little small festivals, Oak Steel and Lightning. So they're like a modern southern rock, all original.
Sounds like it's some band names you can tell.
It's kind of think like a Waylon Jennings, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson kind of thing, steel guitar. They're really, really good, so I'm excited about that.
It's September 2nd. We're pleased to announce the Young Eyes.
Hillsborough Zone,
the Young Eyes. And
I cannot wait to talk about this band when we come back in here. I can't wait. Who knew that they were in our little town?
Yeah, and I mean, what I'd say, like, right now, just go on YouTube, look up their video. It's awesome.
I shouldn't say Hillsborough Zone. One of them is from Hillsborough. I don't know about
the other ones are, like, from Greenville or something.
Yeah, Greenville. Yeah. But we'll claim them.
Central Illinois.
If nobody else is going to claim them, we'll put the claim in right now. We'll just plant the flag.
Well, they've got a video that's filmed in Hillsborough.
The video is in Hillsborough, yes. So, yeah.
And I think they just dropped an album, so.
That's awesome.
Exciting times for the Young Eyes, and we can't wait.
It's another one of those, and we say this a lot, but it's a really, really one of those you heard it here first bands, I think.
Yes.
It's a highly anticipated summer concert series, as it always is. And
it's fun.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to mention about the series or about the trivia night in general that we didn't cover?
No, honestly, the only other thing, I mean, at least from my end, is that this is, I mean, Imagine Hillsborough, it's the Parks and Rec that put this on. And so Imagine Hillsborough, we're always still looking, you know, for volunteers if you want to join a committee. I mean, a lot of really cool things happening with Imagine Hillsborough. I know they're going to be starting up with the farmer's market here soon. The community garden.
Yeah.
Just really happy with how, you know, Imagine Hillsborough is going and all the things that we're able to accomplish with that. And this is just one of the many things.
Yeah. Sure. If anybody's, you know, interested in volunteering, you don't have to commit all your time. You can just commit to whatever you want to. We have, you know, 7 different committees that you can find an interest on one of those committees, and you can do things like the summer concerts. And we're always looking for volunteers for these nights, and so we'd love to have you on board and help us, you know, put on this free entertainment for the county. And again, it's May 12th. You can go to our Facebook page to find out more information on getting their tables. And again, the seating is limited. You know, there's not a lot of space in the Moose when you have trivia nights and stuff, so we only have a few tables left. So if you're interested, you know, if you like to play the radio game and name that tune, this is for you.
Doors open at what time again?
Doors open at 6. Trivia starts at 7.
Bring your own snacks.
Maybe food provided.
We'll
see. Grilling by Davy Jinx.
We'll see.
Get your trivia music loving friends and sign
music
up for our
bus
night.
Unite.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Zach and Leslie, for coming in, and good luck with everything moving forward.
Thank you, Davey, so much.
Again, that was Zach Weigel and Leslie Pollard with the Hillsborough Summer Concert Series. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. Tune in next time. Until then, so long.